You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is plaster? The other week, back on segment number 72, we talked about cement. And you can hear that on the NIPR.FM website under the program section. Cement is a material that acts like a binder. It holds or cements together other materials to produce hard, rigid building materials. Cement plus water plus sand makes mortar. Now, mortar is used to assemble walls or buildings when it's placed in between bricks, rocks, or blocks. Cement plus water plus small stones plus sand makes concrete. Concrete can be made into blocks or poured to make walls, buildings, dams, sidewalks, bridges, and so forth. Plaster is a little different. Even though it's used in the construction industry, and even though it too starts as a paste once it's mixed with water, there are differences. First of all, it's not really that strong when it dries and hardens. Think about the drywall that's in the walls of your house. It can easily break if you bend it or punch it. You can't do that to a concrete wall. It's fairly soft. You can easily sand a plaster patch and a hole in your wall after it dries. You can't do that with the dried mortar between the bricks on the outside of your house. In your doctor's office, it's added to bandages to make a cast for a broken bone. It's easy to cut off the cast after you heal. You can't really do that if a cast was made of concrete. Plaster is often placed on the surface of a wall or a building for artistic or architectural purposes. That's because it can be formed into or carved into geometric shapes and patterns. You might be able to find this in your house, school, office, or other buildings around your city. Paint can also be mixed in with plaster or brushed on top of the plaster to create paintings, such as what can be seen inside churches all over Europe. When plaster powder is mixed with water to create the paste, it releases heat. In fact, here's an activity to try at home or at school. You'll need plaster of Paris, a popsicle stick, water, and either a paper or a styrofoam cup. Now, wear goggles and rubber gloves to be safe. Pour the plaster powder into the cup to about the halfway point. Then pour in water until your mixture fills 3/4 of the cup. Mix it thoroughly with your stick, and you'll feel that the cup starts to get warm as the heat is released as those chemicals are mixing together. And then set it aside for a day, and you'll notice that when it hardens, it'll be room temperature. It won't be warm to the touch anymore. Well, we've just learned a little bit about plaster. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.